July 18, 1984, Seven Oaks, California. Ethel Pierce, interviewed by Carrie Beagle.
He's a rabbit, sir.
So, you sold the rabbit skin.
Mm-hmm, and then sold you rabbits, you know, and then dressed. I think maybe he sold some, maybe, you know, like for breeding purposes, you know, like that, but otherwise I think they were all sold for...
And there was, North Orange was enough sort of still out in the country, right, that there were quite a few people who...
Yes, there were, that had rabbits.
Or chickens.
Mm-hmm, that's right, they did, uh-huh. Yes, they did, you know, like I said, the food stores, you know, had a real good business, you know. If they had birds, and I guess they said too, that they had, you know, birds and look, all kinds of, you know, birds that you'd have for pets, you know, like that. Well, we had so many canaries that... There was another food store I used to go to some, I think it was over in, on Paramount, I believe, and I don't remember where they had that. Now, that's part, I believe that's where he took the rabbit skins to sell them. I believe they're the ones that handled that.
So that was even more out.
Yes, that was, uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Then, yeah, that's what I have. Yeah, we're still on Plymouth, aren't we? Well, okay.
So how did you decide?
So then we decided...
Not live on Plymouth.
Well, that's when we started looking at it. We decided, you know, these rent receipts, you know, what can you do with them, you know, look at them or burn them. And so we decided, you know, well, gee, if you could get a home, you know, for a small down payment, you know, that we could handle. Mm-hmm. And then we went ahead and got an FHA loan and just, you know, went from there. So we started looking and we started looking for homes that were built, and then, you know, looking, you know, for the ones that were building, and decided we could just well have a new home, just as cheap. In fact, some ways are cheaper than we could get, you know, one that people had a lot of equity in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, that's what we did, and we, you know, started looking, and then different ones, and then found the flats, you know, on 57th Street. And the contractor, Mr. Willie, had the loft, so it just all, you know, went in together then. And from there.
And what kind of decisions did you make about the house, or what kind of decisions did he make?
Oh, well, we did the, you know, all of the planning. I mean, there was different plans that he had. And we looked, you know, at the different ones and picked out the parts that we liked and, you know, put them together. And that's when I learned that, you know, you can have this, but sometimes you can't have that if you have this because, you know, it doesn't go in together. But anyhow, we did it. And we were, you know, always quite satisfied with a few things that we would have changed later, but not too many. And a lot of people come along and say, well, where did you get that? And I said, well, we got this on that street, and then this one on another street, or out of another house, or something, you know, and just put it together, you know, and so that. Mm.
And so, you moved in, and what year?
1940. July 19th, 1940. How about that?
And, so it's okay if you couldn't remember Bob Van Antwerp. That's
right. That's right.
And is Dale still living with you?
Yes, he is still living with us, uh-huh. And he lived the rest that year, and then he was married in January of 41. And then we lost him.
And did you bring your rabbits with you?
We took a few over there, but we didn't have as many because we didn't have the facilities, you know, over there. And we didn't have the shade. See, we had so many trees. I'm telling you, there were so many shade trees, and that made it real nice, you know, for the rabbits and things. But we took a few. We had a few rabbits and a few chickens, you know, over there to start with. And eventually, we, you know, got rid of them.
Had you had chickens on
Friday? Yeah, we had chickens.
Didn't mention that.
Didn't I? I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a few chickens. Uh-huh.
And did you?
Not a lot.
Sell chickens or?
No.
Sell chicken skin.
No, I didn't sell chicken skin. No, mostly I think, you know, just the eggs, and I think we, you know, probably butchered the chickens and probably canned the chickens is what we did if we decided we didn't want them or they weren't laying well enough anymore, you know. That's what happened to those.
What kinds of
celery eggs? Well, just different ones. You know, if you can have eggs, you know, fresh eggs, you know, from, you know, right from the chickens, so that was, you know, quite a deal. Mm-hmm.
So you just sold them yourself?
Yeah, you just sold them out. Uh-huh. Just sold them out, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, maybe some of them, I think you may have taken the work for them, you know, and someone, mm-hmm. that, you know, would want them.
And so when you
looked
on the 57th Street, there were no trees or anything there?
A few. The curbs were in. That was one thing about it. There were no sidewalks, I don't believe, but the curbs were in. Maybe some of the sidewalks were in, but that was one thing. But we looked, like I said, different street, you know, there was no curbs and anything, and that, you know, it seemed like that was one big start, you know, like that. And it was like we had a real route, you know, mail delivery, and the mailboxes were out, you know, at the curb, and it was just like, kind of like you were halfway out in the country, but of course it changed.
But there were no trees in the bathroom?
No, nothing on the loft, no, anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then the people next door to us built their home, and they moved in the same day that we moved in. You know, our house, you know, the Houghtons,
mm-hmm.
you know, next door to us.
And what was it like on the other side of your house?
On the other side? Oh, there was a big, older house, you know, the Van Hoosiers.
And did they have... Animals?
I can't remember that they had... I don't believe they did. I don't think they had any animals. I don't remember that they did. They had a big family. But they were, you know, a nice family as far as that was concerned.
So, when you came there, then you didn't have any trees or anything to protect your...
No, there was nothing. It was just, you know, just a vacant lot without any trees on, and Houghtons was the same way. And when we started, you know, that around there, my how the gophers decided that they liked to work in that soil that you'd worked up. Trapped more gophers in there, and Houghtons, you know, did too. Because there was a house, an older house on the other side of them, and then these two vacant lots in between there, and I guess they just kind of, you know, figured that they had to go in their own way.
And was that house eventually taken down?
On the other side of Houghtons?
Yeah.
No.
Is that
that's Stewart's. No.
That's another house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was Stewart's at that time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you planted the roses?
No, yes, we planted, you know, everything that was planted there.
And the
camellias? And the camellias, yes.
Well, that was always so amazing to me that they had different color flowers on them.
That was something, wasn't it? Isn't that something? And I never did, you know.
Where did they come from?
I don't know. Nursery?
Yeah, you just went out and bought
it. You just went out and bought it at a nursery. Probably whatever nursery had a sale on, whatever, you know, and unless there was some special one that, you know, that they wanted. Because at one time, see, they had 24 different kinds of camellias. But why they, you know, why that one had, you know, two or three different colors on it, I'll never know. And nobody else ever did.
Yeah, so I just wonder if you got it some special.
No, I don't remember. Now I don't remember where we got it. I'm sure I did, you know, go back, you know, but... But that was, you know, it really was interesting.
Oh, I didn't know
anybody had it. I know, yeah, we should have appreciated that somehow or another. I don't imagine it's there anymore, but...
Yeah,
don't want
to give it to
someone.
I know.
Did you go to paradise? Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, that I hated, you know, to leave it.
Yeah, you said this is why they kept running over.
Finally, they took that corner fence out, didn't they? Mm-hmm.
So, what was in the neighborhood when you moved in?
Well, there were 9 homes between Orange and Walnut.
So it was Houghton's and Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And then going... Well,
I didn't count Houghton's because, there's the same
going
time.
Toward Orange.
Yeah, going toward Orange. Stewart's, and then let's see who it would come next.
Those two little duplexes?
Yeah,
there's two
houses there? Yeah, there's two little houses.
Yeah, and then the two Spanish?
Yeah, and the two, that's right, Two Spanish,
and
then there's
two other
Spanish-type
houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the church wasn't there?
No,
there
no. Oh.
The Baptist?
No, the church, no, the church was not there. Or the part across that on the corner of the... Orange and and was not there.
But those two little,
the two little houses. Yes, Yeah, they were over there.
And then what else?
Then, is there anything else? They got to the lands? Chubbicks.
Oh.
Well, it was Chubbicks, yeah.
That was already there.
And then lands, Yeah, that was there.
And that was all? Or the Browns there?
No, I think Brown's built later. I think, about the same time that I asked.
And was there any place on the other side of the street, any other places on the other side of the street between you and the corner?
Alfred's on the other side of the street, too, now, Alfred's, had just finished building their house.
Well, he built that, too.
Yes, he built that, And what about the Irma Oaks? I've wondered about that now. Did she? It seems like she was there, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I could ask her.
When
she gets back.
Yeah.
And do you know
where
he built any other houses on the street? Did he build Houghton?
No, he didn't.
Well, it was
right next door. Yeah. He didn't build Houghton. Because I remember them having, quite a time, the builder that started, the builders took part of the money and ran off and didn't just have to go somehow through it. I know one of theirs, or his uncle, had to manage, to get it finished up original before we were done, before we did.
And so, what did you do there? I mean, you didn't... Well, there
was no
rabbits to take care of, or
anything? No, they didn't, but there was a lot of yards. And then still, did, a lot of canning and everything like that. And then, of course, I said Gerald was with us then for, until the last, January. And, that was in 41. I don't remember now, but like I said, it just seemed like different ones, and a cousin lived with us, for a while, and another friend of ours, some, was in the service, different ones was in the services, whatever it is, and, that they went in. And, I don't know, it just seemed like I just kept busy with, this and that, and the other thing.
Did you shop at any different kinds of places when you moved over to...
Yes, I think we did. Well, not too much different than what we did on Plymouth, no. Not really. Not really, because it's just, about the same places until Lakewood Federal Union, which was, of course, several years, after that. I think that started when in about 50, didn't it? 1950 or something like that.
One of the things I didn't ask you anything about at all. With the effect of war on your life.
Oh, well, that was kind of touchy. like I said, if Daryl was married in January, of 41, and then he went in, was called in the 26th of December of that year. And if they hadn't changed the age limit, and it seemed like it was something else, but the age limit was another thing, was one thing. Neil had gone in about 6 weeks after he, went in, which they did change, but they, they changed that then, and because, of course, then he had gone, to start to work for the city, so they didn't figure that was, essential, and he talked about changing and decided, this is the way it's going to be, whatever, So, and I remember when he, when you signed it, you know, for the draft, you know, and the thing when they turned it in, Mr. Zenger, you know, the Zengers that had the variety store over on Fosky. Now, you, that you might not remember either because that
was it. There was a variety store.
Uh-huh.
Or more than one.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Well, the Zengers had. Anyhow, he did on the board. Well, it was on the north side of Fosky and over almost to Atlantic.
$100
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The karate studio now.
Yeah, right. Anyhow, he was on a draft board, and when Neil handed me, he said, "Oh, Neil, I hate to turn this in." He said, "You know, there's just, you know, nothing." And Neil said, "Well, that's the way it is, and that, you know, there's no use, you know,
mm-hmm.
and change it." So, anyhow, he, you know, didn't. So I guess that's why we were always kind of glad that he, you know, didn't have to go, and one reason that, well, the married kids that were in the service and everything, I mean, that was their second home, I guess. And we just thought, you know, at least do that much, you know. So, and then we used to do that, you know, and the air was there, and of course, and the bell, and do things, you know, for her and help her out. And, just the whole thing. Didn't like it, just, you know, the years just went by, that's all.
You were a warden?
Mm-hmm. How was it there? Aircraft observer. There was no word to it. Aircraft, anyhow. Observer. And our station was, or the station that I was at, there was more than one station across the Long Beach, was up over the Y, up, you know, up in the, cliff the top, you know, the opposite, you know, stuff in there. And what we did was what, you know, reported every plane that we heard or saw or, you know, heard or saw, yeah, and that's what it was. And we tried to determine, because, you know, how the mornings were, I always work mornings. I think I always did, most of the time, anyhow. Foggy, you know, like that, so you couldn't, so you'd, you know, try. So like I said, well, all you could do is just try to figure as near as you could tell, you know, so it was, and just report it that way. That was all.
That was a two-story building.
Yeah, huh?
Did you have a little...
Yeah, you had a stairs. You had an outside stairway, I believe it was, to go up, you know, to this, you know, there's like a, well, kind of like a little cupola dealy, you know, at the top, and you could see it, you know, clear around. And then, like I said, they had, of course, they had a telephone, you know, and, you know, so that you could call.
Did you have to go to a class?
Yeah, we went to classes. And they were, you know, well, it was under the government, you know, actually, you know, some print, you know, the whole bit. So I still have my, you know, card and...
Is that
using
binoculars or anything?
Oh, yes, we had binoculars, uh-huh. We had binoculars there, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Sometimes it get, you know, kind of scary and... never did know.
Well, especially when it's foggy and you couldn't really tell.
Yeah, that's right. And, yeah, I wondered, you know, I don't know, whether we did that much good or not, I don't know. Who would know? You wouldn't know, that's all.
And what else?
But there was always two of us on together.
Oh, who did you work with?
Who did I work with? Isn't that strange? I can't remember any of the names except Dorothy McNeil, part of the time. She and I worked together, you know, quite a lot. And, she didn't finish out then, when she was pregnant, you know, for Jay. And so she worked up and there, you know, pretty close to the time, you know, that he was born. And she didn't work, you know, after that. And right offhand, I can't remember what year we, you know, quit doing it. I'm just not sure about that. I don't know whether I have any record of it or not.
Yeah.
All those things.
You had other things to cope with during the war, like rationing?
Oh, right.
Yeah, people from the armed services staying with you, was that a big problem?
Not particularly. We managed, you know, we might be managed, you know, pretty well. Some people thought they were, you know, terribly hurt, but maybe they were more spared.
Wasn't sugar rations? Did that have a problem in canning?
Well, it seems to me like for canning, it seems to me you were allowed, you know, a little more. And then some people that didn't, sometimes you, maybe you're supposed to do that or not, but, you know, you would trade, you know, stamps. If somebody, you know, wasn't using sugar stamps, you know, you'd trade something else that you had, you know, if they wanted. And I remember, you know, Dave Mitchell was always caught a hand for his meat, and of course he would meat stamp, you know, and sometimes he'd have, you know, quite a ton, you know, having, and we used to trade, you know, around, and I think the folks know, you know, different ways that, in the same way with gasoline rationing, it seemed like, you know, if you kind of watched what you were doing, you really had enough.
So, you must remember when the Mitchells built
the
house then.
Oh, yes, very well. Uh-huh. Yeah, they built just a year after we did, in 41.
Is that the first house that you remember being built when you were
there? Yeah, it's the first one that I remember, being built, and then right after that, I think the one, you know, next door, and what's that, Black's? Yeah, White's house, Yeah, I think it was the people that owned the Black, I think, that built the house, and then Jefferson's lived there.
Black's had the lot, what?
But we had the Dicondra on, you know, and they bought the lot, you know, from them. They decided, you know, if they didn't need the lot after.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were getting ready to move. I believe they were getting ready to move from there. I think that was it.
Okay. And so Mitchell's moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Did they build their own house or did somebody else?
They had a contractor, you know, build it. Now, I don't know how much they did, you know, themselves. Yeah. But, And then the next year, the Briggles built next to the Mitchells.
And were there any other houses built about that time?
I can't remember any, you know, right offhand because I don't know when that, you know, over the other way, you know, but besides Snyder's, there's Snyder's and then there, I just can't remember when those were built. But it'd be, you know, after that.
And, okay, during the war you had a lot of people who were in the service who came to visit and everything. How did things change after the war? Did you still active in the church?
Oh, yes, Yeah, we were active, you know, I mean, all the time.
Yeah. And, one thing I didn't ask about, when you came to California, you said your family would like to go fishing in South Dakota. Did you fish in California?
We never fished very much, you know, for the first 10 or 15 years.
Did you fish in the ocean?
Never did fish in the ocean. You know, also lived, you know, that close to it, and I don't know, we just never did.
Did you fish in South Dakota after you were grown up?
Yeah, some.
After you moved to the city and became a beauty operator?
Well, some, but not, you know, not too much, really.
Not even when you lived in the Black Hills or the trees?
No, not a lot. I had some. No one ever cared as much about fishing, I don't think, as I did. And like I said, both of my folks liked to fish, and that, you know, I think is, you know, but not too much, really.
And how about when you came to California? You never fished in the ocean?
No, we didn't fish in the ocean. We just didn't fish at all, you know, for several years. No, really didn't. No, we really didn't. I mean, we just didn't, you know, throw that much. We sometimes, you know, like went camping, you know, like that, but just, you know, not for very far away or...
How'd you get started going camping?
Oh, dear. I don't know. I guess we just... we just always kind of liked that type of thing. I think we just, you know, from Black Hills and all, and different ones, you know, they're doing. And then they got to helping, you know, in the Boy Scouts, and the assistant Boy Scout leader, you know, for, you know, at the church. And then they, you know, he started going, you know, with them and going, you know, on trips, you know, different camps and for a week at a time, you know, something like that. If he wasn't working, it was to say that he could, you know, get away.
And you just had to stay home?
And I just stayed home. One time we went up to talk with them up above Idlewild, and I did go along, you know, up there, but it wasn't, you know, like there's not many women, you know, that went. It was just because of the Boy Scout, you know, like that. But it worked out, you know, and enjoyed it. And then there was such nice camping places up, you know, in that area. And eventually I just, you know, started going, and had friends with Dorothy and Bill McNeil, you know, like that, and we used to go camping together a lot. And Daryl and Dell and us, you know, used to go, you know, a lot too. And her sister and, you know, and her husband. And then with Neil working shift work, I don't know, we just got to go. We could go when nobody else, you know, could go, or, you know, not at the same time, so we just started going by ourselves and enjoyed it.
Yeah, what kind of equipment did you start out with?
A little bit of nothing, you know. Just, you know, a tarp or two, you know, like that. And then we never did own a tent. We used the neighbor's tent, you know, a time or two. And that was all good. And then finally got a trailer, which was called a teardrop trailer. The back end opened up in the kitchen, you know, back in there. And then there was a part, you know, that you could... room enough for a bed, you know, for two people to sleep in, and a couple little short wardrobes that, you know, good, which was, you know, better than a tent. We used that, and then eventually got a little 12-foot trailer, and, you know, and then after you cut down, got, you know, the trailer that we have now. So I guess you're just, you know, I would say kind of like gypsies.
after the war and, you know, how did the neighborhood change?
I don't know that it changed too much, really, because
more houses were built,
that's true, but on that particular street, I mean, it just seemed like everybody, I mean, you know, I guess you kind of grew up together or something like that. It used to be, and if they, you know, it's changed, you know, and people moved out and all, but most everybody knew everybody, and it was just like, if anybody needed any help or anything, everybody was there to, you know, to help or to sympathize if there was, you know, trouble or anything like that. And then just, it just always seemed great.
And how did you feel when
Dorothy
came decided he'd buy that lot and put
him
by Congress?
Well, that'd be all right, but it'd be a big job. But anyhow, it seemed like everything we'd done and, you know, most of the thing had turned out, you know, pretty well. You know. And it did, you know. It was a lot of work, but, you know, it paid off, so. But I helped with that to, not look for, you know, to pay into Social Security, but I guess I did a few things as I went along.
I understand.
I said I didn't work to pay into Social Security, you know, where you'd work to pay into Social Security. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever work for money in California?
Not really.
Not ever?
I guess not really.
Did you ever work on an election board?
No, I never did work on the election board. Uh-uh. No.
That was probably smart. They don't pay you anything.
No, not much, do they? For a long day.
Did you
ever
get anything for money? Working for money?
Not really. I can't think of, you know, of anything. So, I think a year or two there, I did Dell's laundry, you know, and she paid me, you know, for doing it, because she would. But, otherwise, I can't really think of anything. This one's all volunteer work.
What about, I know what I want you to talk about. How do you remember all these things? How, like the date you moved into your house and things like that?
I really don't know. I guess that's a gift that I have, just, you know, with remembering, you know, birth dates and anniversary dates and, you know, like that. Because a cousin of mine always says, how do you do it? And I guess it, you know, it just is. Now, in later years, it's not quite as easy to remember, you know, whether it was this year or that year. But it just seemed like it's always been easy for me to remember, you know. Like my parents, you know, birth dates and their anniversary dates and, you know, and everything. It's just a gift, I guess. I don't know what else you call it.
Well.
Missed it again.
You said you still have your... your car for when you were an air